from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Supreme Court rules in favor of Trump travel ban, at least partially. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will consider the case of President Donald Trump's executive order restricting travel, and in the meantime, much of the order may take effect. Trump's revised executive order, known as the travel ban, halted travel from six mostly Muslim countries for 90 days and halted the nation's refugee program for 120 days. Now, the order said these steps were necessary in order to revise security screening to safeguard the nation from external threats. The travel order had been placed under restraining orders by two separate courts, one in Hawaii and one in Maryland. Both rulings were sustained by separate appeals courts, but the nation's highest court took a more nuanced view, allowing the ban on travelers from Libya, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, and the suspension of the refugee program. However, the justices said the ban on travel cannot be enforced against foreign nationals who have a credible claim of bona fide relationship with the person or entity in the United States. The court goes on to define relationships that would qualify for individuals. That would be a family relationship, for students, admittance to a college or university, for workers, a job offer. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Mosul in their fight to retake it from Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says 65% to 70% of Mosul's old city had been liberated. Correspondent Heather Murdoch is there and spoke with VOA.
I generally believe that one large push by all of the various Iraqi forces would probably mean victory.
The latest word from the military is that Iraqi troops have captured Mosul's Al-Faruq neighborhood on the northwestern side of the old city.